Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this Saturday's Youth of Harvest, and this is your hostess, Pastor Katisa, and again, we are just continuing with the Lord's grace and mercy on our theme of God's got this, God's got me, and before we go any further, we are going to go to God in prayer. Amen. Praise his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise you. God, we thank you. God, we love you because you first loved us. Thank you for pouring out your spirit on us, God, and your love in our hearts. God, we bless your holy name. Guide this segment and all those who listen. God, encourage their spirits. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. Amen. So what are we going to talk about today? Tomorrow, a lot of people celebrate Valentine's Day, and we've been talking about love. Last week, we talked about how nothing can separate us from the love of God. And so we are continuing on the topic of love because love is important, and it's important to God. If you read the New Testament, young person, you'll find that the word love is reoccurring all through almost every book. In one of the books in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says this. This is how important love is. If I speak in tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast but do not have love, I gain nothing. So what is God saying? some of that just may not, you know, click with you. It just may not click with you. But if we talk about, amen, we're talking about love, and this is what we can kind of put in our own context, okay, as a young person. You may say, I love God, I know God. But if you don't have love for your peers, you don't have love for your parents by obeying what they say, then you gain nothing. If you decide that as a young person you want to be of service to God, you want to do something for him, but if you don't have love in what you do for him, if you don't have love for him, love for others, then you gain nothing at all. So God says love is important because love is who he is. And so if we have the type of love God has, then he's saying we are right on point. We are right on task. Because love is this. I'm continuing in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. It says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Verse 8 says, love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. The writer was talking about gifts of the body. When he was talking about tongues, speaking in tongues, and different things like that, having a gift to preach or teach God's word, or a gift to serve in some type of way to God and serving others. But in all of this, God says, amen, that love is the greatest part of this. Amen. Love, it conquers all. It is the greatest. It is the greatest to have love. And we want to go back over those words again when he says patience. Do we have patience sometimes? Sometimes we don't. We want to hurry up and get to the next thing. We're thinking they are really slow. But there might be a reason. There might be a reason. So love is patient. Love is kind. You know what kind is? Doing something kind for someone else. That's me putting them before yourself. The same with patience. That's what God did. God said, I'm putting all of mankind and I'm sending my son because I love them. I want them to have a way unto eternal life. Jesus said, I love and I'm laying down my life. I'm going to do it. I'm going to lay down my life. And for my friends, I'm going to do it. And he did it. He carried it through. He carried it out. He suffered much for us. He did it. And so what is it that characterizes us? Are we telling others about Jesus Christ? Are we telling others to the way, the truth, and the life, that Jesus is the only way? Are we saying, God's got this, God's got me, God's got you? Patience, you know what patience is? I see a definition here online. It says, the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. That's what patience is. And I'm like you, young person. I probably need some lessons. Praise Jesus. I need some lessons in that too. In love. We all want to grow in love. We want to protect our love that we have for God and others, because I cannot go just, it's so much detail. how much love is important. Let's read on down some more. This verse 13 in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, the day is the 13th. So it says, and now these three remain, faith in God, trusting in him. Second is hope. We have hope. We have an expectancy of so much that God has promised if you believe, if you are his child when you believe. And then, and love. It says, but the greatest of these is love. The greatest is love. We've talked about love these few weeks. And the challenge is, sure, celebrate Valentine's Day. Celebrate those you love, your parents, your friends. Everyone would celebrate them, but most of all, just challenge yourself to evaluate how much do you love. Is your love patient? Is it kind? Is it eerie? Is it boast? Is it proud? Is it delighting or rejoicing in the truth? Is it protecting, trusting, hoping, and persevering? Persevering meaning you're not giving up. You're not going to give up on loving others. You're not going to give up no matter how they act, how they respond. But you're going to show the love of God in Christ Jesus. You make up in your mind that you're going to be different, that you're going to walk different, you're going to talk different, you're going to behave different. Behave different in your school because you know who God is. You know who Jesus is. I'll tell you just one short thing. When I think about some people that when I was growing up, that I felt like they were different. Michelle, you know how I knew they were different? They would speak to me. They would smile at me. And then later I found out they were believers in Christ Jesus. That's how I knew that they had the love of God and the love of Christ. We respond different. We act different. We give God glory. We give God praise. We magnify his name. Hallelujah. We love him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And we love our neighbors as ourselves. So as much as we can think of, and even when we don't do what we're supposed to do, we know sometimes we don't love. We say things, we do things. We can ask God for forgiveness. And even when we're in that, let's still, and ask others for forgiveness, we are still walking in love. All right, thank you so much for joining us. Just remember, but the greatest is love, and we're going to keep on loving because that's who God is, and that's what he commands us. Be blessed. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Happy Valentine's Day. And I pray the love of God to overflow in your life. Amen.